from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Day one. Can you call this day one of training camp? It's just reporting day to me. It was never day one.
Yeah.
When you're a player, it's not day one.
You can call
day one's tomorrow.
You can call it day one. I mean, this is the day camp starts. When you have to report, and we had to report for camp this morning at 5 a.m., little old Squib Billiam, big old Mike Johnson, and this regular size, I guess, Jersey Mike.
Average size Jersey
Mike. Me and Jersey Mike are about the same size. But average size Jersey Mike, he's a little bit taller. We reported for training camp this morning with smiles on our faces and sleepy eyes. But we were here, and we're happy to be here. So, yeah, it's first day.
Yeah, players will be checking in. They'll be getting their playbooks. You'll have your team meeting. You'll do all the other stuff. You'll kind of start outlining what you're going to do tomorrow and throughout training camp. And most of it's like a reinstall. You're not installing new stuff. You're just going over stuff you put in for training camp. All right, it's Which One Wednesday. All right, and so obviously me and Bo flying solo today. Dylan will step in, and he will debate Bo. In Which One Wednesday. Now, Dylan has already claimed victory. He was
going
in my
down,
ear.
Bo.
I don't know if you heard him. He was already in my ear saying Bo's going down. Judging today is Jersey Mike for the first time. Now, Mike, listen. This is a debate format. All right? They can have the same answers if they want to.
Okay.
You simply have to award points to whoever gives the best reasoning for their answers.
Gotcha.
Okay. So this is Which One Wednesday. We're going to start off the top. I teased it going into the break.
Mike, can I ask you one quick question? We're going to alternate who gets to go first, right? That's part
of the rules. We're going to have to.
Perfect.
We're going to have to. So we'll start with this one. You're going to buy a Costco size item to bring to training camp. Now remember, you're going to be here for 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know what Raheem's doing, but
chocolate covered almonds.
Do you want Costco size baby powder or Costco sized caffeine of choice? Bo drinks Mio. Sometimes Dylan has green tea or whatever else. Neither one of y'all are coffee drinkers. Costco size baby powder. Or Costco-sized caffeine. Bo, you go first.
I have a question.
Oh, gosh.
Is this as a player or as a media
Well, obviously, you're not staying in the dorm and packing for 3 or 4 weeks as a media member. So, yes, it would be as a player.
Well, I kind of am because I sit up here. But as a player, I would say the baby powder.
Yeah.
Because they have all kinds of drinks around here that will continue to give you energy. Plus, I'm also a highly functioning athlete, which means I eat clean. So there's no nasty stuff in my body, and that means I got a lot of clean energy.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Baby powder.
Baby powder for him. Moisture is the enemy. Dylan, what do you think?
I'm going to go opposite Bo Morgan here, and I'm going to actually say Costco-sized coffee just because, yes, there are drinks about and whatnot, and I get the clean drinking, but get this. You drink black coffee. It's actually pretty good for your heart, and it's actually good for you. So I'm bringing some black coffee not only for myself but the team. And we're going to make that a bonding experience, and we're going to get together, have black coffee, and get ready for the day, hype each other up, and we're all going to be zooted and booted.
I hope you enjoy being zooted and booted while you're chafing all over the place. You can barely walk down the field.
Well, hold on.
He's carrying his coffee cup waddling.
Wait, just because I don't have a Costco size baby powder doesn't mean I don't have baby powder. I just don't need a Costco size.
You wait till the heat gets.
All right, let's move on. How about this one, Dylan? We'll start with you. More catches this year. Are we going with Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson? More catches this year. More receptions. Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson?
I'm going Bijan Robinson simply because he is going to see the field more than Rondale Moore, I believe. And when we talk about just catches, Bijan's going to have catches out of the backfield. He's going to have catches lining up as receiver as well. If we talk in yards, and maybe it's Rondale Moore because he might be catching more deep balls. But catches alone, it's going to be Bijan just because he seals the field more. He's going to just have more production to him that way. So I'm going to say Bijan Robinson for those reasons.
All right, Bo. More catches. Rondale Moore, Bijan Robinson.
Dylan tried to cover every angle, so I had one. Let me break it down to you as simple as I can. Bijan Robinson. Why? Because there are not 4 to 5 to 6 options in front of him like there are Rondale Moore. Bijan Robinson being one of those options. He's a star in this offense. Rondale Moore is a guy finding a place in this offense.
All right, Jersey Mike, make sure you're keeping tally over there. All right, how about this one? Which do you need more during training camp, personally? All right, do you want sunscreen or good toilet paper? I'm talking about some double-ply Charmin, all right? Because otherwise, you're dealing with some single-ply, kind of like sandpaper running around this place. What do you need more during training camp, sunscreen or your own toilet paper?
Own toilet paper. I'm an own toilet paper kind of guy. I take my own toilet paper on vacation because, let me tell you something, I'm not lying.
Hold on, dude.
How much?
How far are we talking? Like, you're going to Hilton Head and you're packing a 4-pack of Charmin down
there?
No.
So when I went to the Riviera Maya,
stop.
Is it my turn to talk or not? I put a roll of toilet paper in my suitcase. I took it in, the one that you check.
Do you finish the roll?
Wow.
I had a stomach type of bug, okay. So I pretty much did finish the roll. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Church. I'm glad you brought that up. Because if Squid Billy wouldn't have had that toilet paper roll there, he'd have been walking like Dylan would after 3 days of practice because he didn't buy enough baby powder.
What do you think, Dylan? You need sunscreen or you need toilet paper?
Squid Nation members, I hope you understand now how weak your leader is. Because, if you're choosing the toilet paper over sunscreen, it's just not smart. Listen, you can roll up as much single ply as you need, and you can make it double ply yourself. Just get a little bit more toilet paper. That's all you have to do. It's not that hard. So give me the sunscreen because I'm protecting my body, making sure those violent UV rays don't get me, and I'm on my best, and I'm not dealing with the sun. So give me the sunscreen because you can just get more toilet paper.
41 years of living. You can make the toilet paper thicker, but you can't make it softer.
Order. Order.
All right. How about this one? We're going to go back 10 years. All right. We're going back 10 years. Let's make it 12 years. All right. You're going back to 2012 Falcons training camp. You get to be a Falcons player for one period of practice. It's a one-on-one period. All right. Would you rather be the left tackle going against John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Would you rather be the left tackle trying to block John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I would rather be the corner lined up opposite Julio Jones because I'm getting cooked either way. Like, at this point, it's all about I'm taking a little less wear and tear because I'm not getting hit and slapped around by John Abraham. Man. So if I'm going to get cooked, I'd rather get cooked with less wear and tear. So I'll get, I'll get broken off by Julio once or twice.
That's smart, man. Smart, man. What do you think, Bo?
I think Dylan's right. And I'll just tell him why he's right on this. I'll give a little story to because basically there's no doubt what Dylan is saying is the right answer. So I can't argue that. I was out one night with John Abraham, me and a friend that used to do Falcons radio with us. And my friend was bragging about playing this flag football league.
To John Abraham.
To Brandon Abraham. And he was like, no, we block and stuff. We put hands on each other. And John Abraham looked him in the face and goes, that's cute. He goes, I'm a grown-ass man. And he goes, oh, we're big. He goes, yeah, you there's a difference in getting hit. And there's a difference in getting hit by a dude like me.
Mm.
And I decided one day I would go against David Pollock, and this is post football. This is skinny Pollock, and I was like, I can get around you because I was a lot dumber than I am now. Then, believe
it
or not,
sure.
And Pollock, when he put his hands on me, that was like a vice grip on my arms, and then also I left a butt imprint in the wall. So.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, different level of strength. Let's try to get two more in really quick. All right, Michael Penix, if he makes his debut this year, would you rather it be to start a football game or would you rather enter in the second half? If Michael Penix makes his debut this year, to start a football game or entering in the second half? Bo, we'll start with you quickly.
Michael Penix will come in the second half because Kirk Cousins is healthy, guys. And I believe that. I believe that you might see Penix start a preseason game, but that is not a game in the NFL. A game in the NFL is the regular season, and Michael Penix is going to come in at some point in the first game with the Saints when we're up by 25. And then, you know what? Arthur Blank's going to call down and say, tell Mike, pick a guy.
Get the lefty loose.
Let it fly.
Get the lefty loose.
Because we're running up the score.
Dylan, what do you think? To start a game or to come in the second half, Michael Penix debut?
I want to see Michael Penix start a game. And most importantly, he's going to start week 18 against, I forget who played the time. He's going to start week 18 because the Falcons have nothing to play for because they already have the number one seed in the NFC locked up.
All right, real quick, last one, 10 seconds each. You have to pack your own bedding, all right, for training camp. Are you packing? Would you rather have your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Dylan, you got 10 seconds.
Mattress, just because I like a certain type of mattress. Pillows I can adjust to. Blankets I can adjust to. So give me a mattress.
All right, Bo. 10 seconds.
Blanket, because I'm a man. I can sleep on any surface like that. But I like it cold when I sleep. So let me bundle up in a little nice blankie.
All right, Jersey Mike. We got to know the final tally. Who's going to win this one?
And now the court, the jury has decided. The honorable New Jersey Michael will strike his gavel.
Montana Mike. New Jersey Michael.
I'll give it to Bo since you're right here. Well, no. Wait. You misinterpreted what I just said. I said I'm going to give my answer in the form to Bo. Bo Morgan, you have been found the loser.
Oh!
By one.
Yes!
By one swing vote at the end.
By a swing vote?
He okie-dokie.
Yeah, I don't like
die
this.
Die line.
He okie-dokie.
Unbelievable.
You know, the gavel.
Unbelievable.
If he wasn't order, in charge of order, his own microphone, the rookie. I would say cut it.
The rookie, Dylon. Nice work, Dylon.
I want to know the swing vote. I demand to know. I want to recount.
Listen, we'll ask the swing vote on
election.
The other side. We got wake
I'm
up
clutch,
call.
Clutch, Bo.
You ain't nothing.
We got wake
you
up
got
call.
The easy answer. You got the only the answers that were the, could only be one answer first every
404
time.
404
That was rigged.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.